Cover. It's 8:30 on the clock. We will call to order the Board of Equalization. The Open Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Tenants by observation, Jurgens Hill, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, and Tiemann. Bellman will be a few minutes late. Need a motion to approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Tiemann. Vote. We don't have a vote. Well, there we are.
There we go.
It's kind of like Fox News with the baseball game last night.
Yeah. 6-0
on the radio.
Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove minutes previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Tiemann. Vote. 6-0. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Gus is our only public here today, so he doesn't look interested in commenting on equalization, so I think we'll go on. Patty?
I really don't have anything for you. We're just preparing our levies and consolidating them, Lori and I, to get the tax billing going for the new year, so they'll be mailed out probably around December sometime, so I have a bad time to mail them to people. But unfortunately, that's when we'll have to do it, so
they need to be out by when? By the January 1st?
Usually tries to get them out earlier because a lot of people want to pay them in December so they can declare it on this year's income tax. So we're working on that. A levy can change up until November 5th, so we still have to have time to in case the budget was wrong with an auditor or something. So,
In the past, I'll bring up a subject here. We talked about building permits and the fact that we talked about late fees and stuff on building permits or everything. The last zoning board I was at, I brought that up and visited, and Nancy was here and everything. And in the sheet Dawn had there on the bottom, I think it was $150 fine or fee, you know, for late filing and stuff. Mm-hmm. Nancy says everybody that is qualified for that fee, she's been assessing those and collecting those.
Okay.
And I didn't know that. I appreciated her telling us that. And I didn't know that at all. And she says, yeah, she's collected from several. She said some are not very happy. She had one in particular she could remember in the last year that really wasn't happy. But she and they have paid, she said. Because I said they've been paying. She said, yes, they've been paying. So she has been collecting that on late filing building fees, which is very good. Because I said I'd forward that to the board because we had discussion on that the one day and stuff. So...
And my DN's working with her too, so when he finds stuff that, you know, isn't, then he takes it down to her to see if there is a permit.
Sees if there's a permit. And I didn't ask her, the one I should have asked is, suppose there's a building out there, nobody's turned in, nobody got a building permit, and then it's been out there, let's say, for a year, and then you put it on the tax roll. Is that one that would also qualify for that no permit fee of $150? Okay.
I would say so.
I would say so, too, but I'll visit with her to see.
Yeah, and I don't know if any regulations have ever been drawn up with those fees or anything's ever with planning and zoning.
I don't remember what's that. I don't have that with me. I don't remember how that's worded on the – it was a listing of our zoning permit fees, you know, for a house and barn or whatever. And that, the bottom line down there was that a late fee could be applicable or whatever for $150, but I don't – there wasn't any other one on there.
Well,
any other
some of the things with that is if by chance they put up a building and the setbacks and things like that might not be right, that would be a really costly, you know, problem for a taxpayer too, you know, because I think she has to go out and flag where things are, just especially if you're near a road or whatever. So it's definitely something that
I do not have
could
that
be a problem if you
somebody
put up a building without.
If you have it in your stuff here, that sheet that I passed out.
It was about
a couple meetings ago.
Three meetings ago you passed it out. I don't have it either. Yeah.
So it is 150.
That one
that's
right
it.
There.
That's it. Good job, Eric.
What does it say on there for a fee? About the bottom line in there somewhere.
Late fee for all permits at 150.
At 150.
Why do you look so nervous, Terry?
Relax, man. No, so she has.
Stern, man.
Her comment has been when they come in and it's a late fee or they find her comment was they've been collecting that. So I thanked her and stuff. So I said no, the board didn't know and we didn't know what had come about because.
I just know that Dan had found him, and he went down and gave her. So I would assume she would send them a letter then and say, you need to come in and get a permit. And
all right, let's
in the letter, does she say you're going to assess that?
I didn't know they were assessing.
Patty, any information on any land sales that's been? I know there's some coming up in the month of November. Has there been any sales? Which direction is that headed or?
I'm thinking there's some no sales, which means people aren't letting it go for what, you know,
that's what I've
they
heard
want.
Too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think after this year, you're going to start seeing things kind of, I mean, from what I've talked to some of the appraisers that have worked with ag, is everybody's just a little bit cautious now about what's going on.
Yep.
Somebody did tell me they got a good amount of bushels of soybeans, though, this year off of, you know, I think it was... an appraiser that said he manages some farms, and so the soybeans were good. I don't know about the wheat crop. I knew that was kind of...
Wheat crop was
bad.
I thought I heard that, too.
Well, not only bad, but then the quality was bad. That was as much as anything, the quality.
Yeah.
We took a lot of discounts.
So I think, if anything, I don't know that... we haven't had a lot in this last, you know, 6 months, but like I said, I've heard of ones that didn't sell at all because the seller didn't get
there's some coming up, at least in my area that I'm aware of, in the month of November, 2, 3, 4, and in Jefferson County.
It'll be interesting to see what that does.
I've seen the auction signs on those and the advertisements, but I'm seeing some no sales on some of those auctions that are already taking place, too.
But I did have one of those sales, Leroy Wallman, who lives up by Adams, not necessarily mention his name, but his family is involved on a sale down there by Lanham, Kansas. Sorry I mentioned his name, But that property, the taxes, the taxes that family pays on that property is $12 an acre in Kansas.
It's right across the Nebraska line.
It is exactly in the first. It's right on the other side of the line.
Yep.
And the taxes on that farm is 12. And he said, do you know what it would be if that was in Gage County? And, I mean, he just visited with me.
The only thing that I don't know, does Kansas have other method? They tax their food.
Oh, sure.
It's coming from somewhere else. So is there other taxing that is being distributed to Kansas that, you know, we don't have here? You know, I mean, that, you know, we don't tax our food.
I don't know how their state lines up all of their
plus they have the
taxes or whatever,
and stuff like that. But, yeah.
He wanted to make sure I understood that the taxes on that property were $12 an acre.
And he would know because that family has... that quarter right into Kansas, another one right across the line.
It does.
Nebraska. They would know exactly what the difference is.
But they're selling the one in Kansas.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And so that one will be coming up. It'd be interesting just to see, I mean, see what they sell and bring and stuff. But
yeah.
Why are they selling the one in Kansas?
Yeah.
It's so cheap.
Yeah.
Well, he commented about some things there, too. Like he would have not bought some ground in Gage County, he says, if he'd known. It's a family, and it's his wife's family, and I don't know why the family's deciding to sell it. The mother died several years ago.
Right.
And he says, I would have not bought some of this ground in Gage County if I'd known that one was going to come up for sale. They didn't know that. He didn't know that. He said, just because of the taxes, he says, if I can save $40 a year on taxes.
How far into Kansas?
It's right on the other side of the line.
Right
exactly
on the
line. On the other side of the line.
Is it an arm's length transaction? I mean,
they're having a public auction in November on it now. But he's not. I don't know unless he buys it at the auction. But he said, you know, he says that does make a difference. People are aware of that if you're paying $12 there versus this next year. last year, I don't know what the one on this side was, but he estimated, and this is him talking, he estimated his taxes on the one in Nebraska would be $50 an acre this year in Gage County. He said that's quite a difference.
Well, and the biggest thing is I don't think people have really had a lot of problems with my valuations because most people will admit I wouldn't sell it for what you've got it valued at when you break it down per acre.
Right.
But the taxes are so horrific.
It's tax. That's
what my office does, is just the valuation. And I'm not trying to, but
no.
That is exactly what people have said, even in protest. It's the tax dollars that we pay. And that's where the tax structure in Nebraska, and I don't know if anything's gone anywhere with the governor and this tax.
They are having some hearings and stuff. The committee is, I believe, if I'm right.
And yeah.
The committee, there's a committee that's having some hearings around the state this fall and stuff, and I haven't been keeping up with them or whatever, but.
Well, they've just been getting the same stuff they always do, and of course, the primary tax dollars are going to education. They're going to schools. Mm-hmm. And so trying to work with the education department and work, how do we change how we're going to tax? And it all comes down to we have to find other areas. You just can't leave it all on property, and they know that. But then making the decision, and the Omaha and Lincoln lobbies come in with all their restaurants and all of these people, their car washes and what have you, and say, hey, you can't just load it on us. Well, you aren't paying anything. But that's where it has to be. You've got to spread it out, and you've got to put those taxes somewhere else other than property. But nobody will make the decision to do it.
I have heard also that
that's my personal feeling.
That a senator is running and wanting to put tax on pop and candy. Have you heard anything about that?
On what?
Pop and candy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Because they say it's not a food. Can you imagine? I mean, really, there would be some revenue.
Absolutely.
I think he figured out a pretty large dollar amount that, and I don't know who this is. I read it somewhere. Or somebody told me.
Well, you know, the vendors back in the day, the vendors then would come in and argue against that. The people who had all the pop machines and the candy machines in schools. And they'd say, if we do that, then our students have to pay so much more money for this. So you can't do that.
Just as long
so
as
it totally comes down to the lobby of those people who, anyway.
The bad thing is, as soon as we get something where that money is spread out, like on pop, candy, food, anything else, we'll blow that money before it ever comes in, and it still won't go to property tax. It's got to be something that's designed to specifically offset it and specifically lower the
They have a challenge
tax
ahead of them. The governor is still commenting like they need to change some things, but you know, we haven't seen any proposals yet, I guess, and that I don't know if that'll be forthcoming. They talked about it last year, nothing came about, but they have had a committee that's been doing some work this summer, this fall on it. So
looking at where you can go to get those dollars, how you can reallocate them, and how you can redo it.
And still deal
Paul
with
pending. Senator Baker called me at the end of the week, and I haven't had time to call him back. So.
And still deal with the school funding issue and all of that, you know. So they have a job ahead of them, but we'll see if something comes about or not. So
talk to your senator and let him know that they need to tax some other people who are griping and complaining, and get property tax down specifically.
The only good tax is a tax on somebody else and not on me, you know.
Absolutely.
That's the best tax. So.
Send that in a formal letter, registered mail.
And if there's anything anybody has, any ideas, because in our Assessors Association group, we have a really good gal that goes to the legislature and really testifies to a lot of these bills that affect people. And I've been like, I guess lucky enough to be elected to vice president this next coming year.
Yeah, so do you automatically go into president?
Yeah, in two years. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I guess it's about my turn to do some of that stuff.
You'll come back when we do the pictometry discussion.
You
want to
give me a call, Don?
Okay.
One more thing I do want to mention real quick is we talked about that because of the Mahoney. What we do is we have property tax comes in and does a class for our hours. And so there is a $10,000 exemption on personal property coming up. So that will be some tax relief per tax district of people that have personal property. So that's a $10,000 exemption that passed that will go into effect in 2016. So that will be a little bit of relief for that. So
that will show up on the statement then they get here in December?
No.
No.
2016.
So not till next year.
Right.
Okay.
Does the state make up that loss?
What?
Does the state make up that lost revenue?
Yeah. They reimburse us, but it's still got to come from someplace, too.
No, no.
So.
Yeah.
And then Annette said at a class today, too, because each of us have to have 60 hours of continuing year, so she's doing a residential class for 2 days, so get her.
Is that 60 hours a year now, or 60 hours?
60 hours in the 4 years.
Okay, I thought so. 15 a year, okay.
So, but it's nice that property tax puts those on because it's free to us then. I mean, some of them, if you go to those IAAO classes, they're $500 for an instructor to come. And Annette's did cost, but like last week at Mahoney, I got a few hours, and at workshops we get hours. So when property tax puts it on, then it's a lot cheaper. So we try to do a lot of those. So.
Thank you.
Okay.
We'll end the meeting, organization meeting at 8:46.